good all the time. So we'll bless the Lord up. Oh, my soul, and all that's preventing me, bless his holy name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
May the Lord have made.
Amen.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Anybody glad to be in this day?
Yes.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glad to be in the number another day.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. So we owe God some praise.
Yes. Thank Hallelujah. You, Lord. Thank you, praise Jesus. Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Day, Lord. January 8th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're so glad to be alive.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. So glad.
Yes, Lord.
And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us
Yes.
together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Have you in the midst at this time. And we praise God for another day.
Thank you.
Yes, man. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
On to everyone on the air with us tonight. Today,
mm-hmm. Hallelujah,
God, and we are his people,
yes,
the sheep of his flock,
yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah, and he has kept us and brought us down to this time of service.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
So we thank God for it.
Thank you,
Jesus.
All is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent for him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So at this time, give our invocation and prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now before your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you there for this day and this service that we are about to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take charge of it right now.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. We yield it into your hands.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
May use it for your glory and your honor.
Yes, Lord.
You and you then do the thing that you write, that you have and plan for us to do.
Yes, Lord.
That was right and pleasing in your sight.
Yes,
Lord. We're not here for no outside show, but we're here to glorify you.
Yes, Lord.
We're not here for no praise, but we're here to glorify you.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Because it's all about you, and without you, nothing exists.
Yes, Lord.
Glorify you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's his service. That would be all you have it to be.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In his name. Amen.
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 Good morning, Elder's guest.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elder Guest.
Good morning. I'm so sorry that I got on so late, but it's so good to see you all.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So where do we, let me see. We did our
affirmation.
Now it's our affirmation of faith. Can we do our affirmation of faith?
We believe that God is the Father
of Almighty,
and that he
is the maker of
heaven and earth,
as
the scripture has said.
We believe in
Jesus,
that he is the Christ, and the only begotten
Son of the Father.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy
Ghost,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all who believe.
Amen.
One God, one faith, and one baptism.
Amen.
Amen.
for, what we believe in. Glory be to God. We're going to ask this morning, glory to God, that we have our scripture and our prayer. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, I just love to hear our new elected deacons. Glory be to God. Deacon Ernest and Deacon Greg.
Amen.
This morning, I'm going to switch it around.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Deacon Johnson if he'll come forth with our scripture.
Amen.
And Deacon Stevens if he'll come forth with our prayer.
Amen.
On this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Get the scripture in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And coming from Psalms, the 100 number of Psalms.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Mm-hmm.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves.
Amen.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Yes. And into his courts with praise.
Mm-hmm.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is mm-hmm. everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Let us pray.
Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning to see another
thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Dear Lord, we ask that you just continue to bless us, dear Lord.
Bless us, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Dear Lord, we ask you that you just order our steps.
Yes, every way, Lord.
Dear Lord.
Yes.
Dear Lord, if there's anything unclean, dear Lord, you ask that
help
you
us, Lord.
Yes,
dear
Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, is anything that need to be healed, Lord, you ask that you just touch
yes.
our body.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, touch the pastor, Lord, he bring us a word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Dear Lord, as our praise singers, bring a song, mm-hmm. Lord. Ask yes. us to bring a song.
Yes, Lord.
Uplift us, dear Lord.
Hallelujah.
Dear Lord, please forgive us for anything we've done. I'm pleading to your eyesight.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Dear Lord, I ask you to just be over this service, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We're in our homes. But mm-hmm. we can still give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open our mouths and clap our hands.
Hallelujah.
Have our hands to be heard. I know we can have our voices to be heard. Glory Amen. To God. We may not can sing together here on Zoom, but we can praise God together.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He's worthy. Yes. Of yes, our praise.
Thank you. Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
So worthy. He's been so
Hallelujah,
good.
Jesus. Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
As
Lord.
Say, this is our eighth day into this new year.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we're still here.
Amen.
God, that's enough to praise God for. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We just need to give God the fruit of our lips on this morning. Praise the Lord. He's been too good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I know Pastor is ready with the word on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And but I'm going to sing a little bit of a spiritual this morning. Praise God. Glory to God. The Lord has blessed me and he's kept me. I have a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has kept me and he's blessed me. Yes, I have a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has kept me and he's blessed me. I have a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has kept me and he's blessed me. Yes, I have a right to praise the Lord. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out now, hallelujah, yeah. I thank God for saving me. The Lord has kept me and he's blessed me. I have a right to praise the Lord.
Yes, yes.
The Lord has blessed me and he's kept me. Yes, I have a right to praise the Lord. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for saving me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said me, I got a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed me and he's kept me. Yes, I have a right to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right. That's Lord. That's right.
Got a right to praise.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hello.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless his name.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you.
We got a right, and we should use that right.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't use it, you lose it.
That's amen. Right.
Amen.
Amen. So we can give you that right to do it.
Yes.
Let's do that from this day forward.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
His praise.
Yes.
I continue to be in my mouth. Oh, yeah. I continue not want to praise him for on your behalf because you up and down and out and in.
Uh-huh.
So God is always the same.
Amen. That's right.
He never goes wrong. He never does anything that's
amen.
Right.
Yes.
Everything he does is good and very good.
Yes.
So he deserves
every
praise we can give him. Amen. And the more we praise him, the less we'll be focused on ourselves.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Because remember, it's not about us.
Not about us.
But it's about him.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God for the opportunity
to
share in his word.
Amen.
Praise God. For this is the word of the living God.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. God is working things out for us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he is.
Right now.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
And we're going to ask you to turn to the book of Luke.
Yes. Amen.
Ninth chapter. And in that verse, I think I start at 10.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Luke 9, verse 10. Are we there?
Amen.
Amen. St. Luke 9, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place, belonging to the city that's called Bethesda. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And healed them that had need of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And when the day begun to wear away, then came the 12.
Amen.
Said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge, and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place.
Mm-hmm.
But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves, 2 fish, except we should go and buy meat.
Mm-hmm.
All this people. For they were about 5,000 men.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto his disciples, make them sit down in fifth by fifties in a company. And they did so, and made all them sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish.
Yes.
And looking up to heaven, he blessed them and brake and gave to the disciples to set before the people, the multitude.
Mm-hmm.
And they did eat and were all filled. And there was taken up the fragments that remained to them 12 baskets.
Mm. Man.
And we'll stop there. Tell somebody, Jesus will provide.
He will provide.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
He will provide.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We tend to go around wondering day in and day out, I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that.
Tell it, Pastor.
I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. Mm-hmm. How?
Amen.
Wondering all the time. I know this. I need that. I want this. I want that. We're never satisfied.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we're constantly seeking to get more.
Amen.
More and more.
Mm-hmm.
Accumulating things on this earth that we can't take with us.
Mm-hmm.
We are constantly designed to have all this things that the world provides. But I remember Jesus saying, don't build up your treasure here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Where the moth can come and hold it and the thieves can come and steal it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But build your treasures up in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
Where moth can't get to them.
Uh-huh.
Neither can thieves get to them.
That's right.
But it's there and will be there for you.
Amen.
To enjoy eternally.
Yes, God.
But we think we need what we think we want, but we think
we
don't really need it.
Amen.
Okay. And the wants that the devil is putting in front of us is of him.
Yes.
And if the devil's presenting it to you, then we know then that it is a lie from the beginning.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right. He's not going to give you anything that is good.
That's
right. All right. But he'll make you think it's good.
That's true.
And for some reason, we tend to believe the devil before we believe God.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. But you got to remember, when God says something, it's already done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. He can't say that it happening.
Amen.
When he speak it, if it's not there, it becomes there.
Praise you, Pastor. Preach it.
When he tells you, if it won't so before he tell you, as he says that it come becomes so.
Amen.
That's what the kind of God he is.
Yes.
We talk about him way back in the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Before there was a world in existence.
Amen.
Before there was a mountain or ocean or valley.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Before there was a you or me.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Okay. He just said, let there be.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when he said, let there be, things started happening.
Amen.
And he created the world.
Amen.
And everything about it.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Just by his spoken word.
Amen.
Tell somebody you need to speak the word sometime.
You need to speak the word sometimes. Amen.
And when you speak the word, it becomes so.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
For the word of God is powerful.
Yes, it is.
Mighty to the pulling down of stronghold.
Yeah.
The word of God is awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It will do and accomplish what it said it would do.
Amen.
Yes.
That's how good the word of God is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so we won't and won't and we won't.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We want everything but more God.
Yes, it is right.
Amen.
Okay.
Instead of asking for more God, more Jesus, more of his word, we're asking for more cake. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. More ice cream. Amen. More money.
Yep.
Okay. More of all this world has to offer.
Amen.
Okay. And all we're doing, as we said before, is accumulating things that others are going to fight over later.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Instead of spreading love, love gets shattered.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
But if it got shattered, it means that you had false love in the first place.
Man, that's right.
Because the word tells us that love sees no evil.
Amen.
Hears no evil.
Can't
get no evil.
My Lord.
But it's kind.
Yes.
Okay. Love forgives all.
Amen.
Love. Okay. Don't hold grudges.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Counts it all as joy.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Will work wonders in your life.
Yes, Lord.
And so, in order to accomplish the greater things we told you about last week, we got to get greater in the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Because all that greatness comes from the word of God.
Yes.
By the word of God. Okay. So, God will provide.
Amen.
Yes, we will.
Whatever it is that he promised that he will satisfy our every need.
Amen.
Amen.
According to his riches and glory.
Amen.
That's right. Okay.
So he knows when you need it.
Yes, he does.
He knows if you need it.
Amen.
Okay. He knows exactly what it is.
Yes, he does.
So you don't.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Okay, you don't know what you want. So, and we we'll get something and we we'll get it home later on and say, I thought I wanted that.
Amen.
I thought I needed that.
Yes, yes.
And come to find out, I don't want it, so I'm going to get to somebody else.
Yep.
Okay. But the Holy Spirit make intercession for us.
Yes, it does.
And let God know exactly what it is what we need.
Amen.
Because we don't know.
Amen.
But the Spirit does, because it searches the heart.
Amen.
It searches the mind.
Yes.
Searches the thoughts of us.
Yes.
Okay. So God is all that we need, and He will provide our every need.
Amen.
Unto His riches in glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So I think about what the Bible tells us in Genesis 22. You talked about Abraham, the faithfulness of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so God tested Abraham one day with his son Isaac. It tells us that it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. Okay. Now this took place after the things that they're talking about. Was Sarah had just run her campaign and against Hagar, the bond lady that bare Abraham a child, Ishmael. And Sarah had gotten jealous of it because now she had a child.
Amen.
Because she wouldn't wait for the Lord.
Amen.
Man, that's right.
God told him what he's going to do for her.
Right.
But she got tired of waiting.
Amen.
She didn't think God was going to provide the Lord as he said he would.
My Lord.
He thought he was going to do it another way.
Amen.
And she was instrumental in getting it done that way.
Yep.
She pleaded to her husband to have an affair with her maid.
Mm-hmm.
And she did and bare the son Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
Now they were growing up, and Isaac was on the scene.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Amen.
Sarah got jealous and didn't want him sharing any part of his inheritance.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So she asked Abraham to kick her out.
That's right.
And her son.
Yes, yes.
And so he had done just that.
Uh-huh.
But the word said, now after these things, that the Lord God tempted Abraham taken to for sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
And he said, take now thy son.
Thy only son,
Isaac. Uh-huh. Whom thou lovest.
Yes.
And get thee into the land of Moriah.
Uh-huh.
And offer him there,
mm-hmm,
for a burnt offering.
My Lord.
Upon one of the mountains,
mm-hmm,
which I will tell thee of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Abraham, you got to know that here that Abraham was given the promise by God.
Amen.
That he was going to bless him and bless his seed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to make him a father, mm-hmm, of many nations.
Many nations. Yes.
So here, Abraham, now over 100 years old.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
With one child.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like God wasn't giving his word.
Mm-hmm.
Did you,
Pat? He has passed barren stage.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I only had one child.
Yes.
Abraham, that the promise was made for.
Mm-hmm.
And now God asks us to sacrifice him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God works it out.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
And he will provide what you need.
Yes, right. Amen.
And so now Abraham now takes his son Isaac,
mm-hmm,
to go to a place that he don't even know where he was going.
Amen.
Yes,
God. Or he knew what country to go to,
mm-hmm,
the land of Moriah.
Yes.
And he knew that he wanted him to go to the mountains after he got there.
Mm-hmm.
But there were several mountains in the area.
Yes.
He didn't know exactly which one.
Amen.
My Lord.
But he went anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell your neighbor, go anyway.
Go anyway. Amen.
Amen. Right. Go anyway.
You may not know where you're going, but go anyway.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
As long as God said, this is the way.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
So anyway, you ain't got to understand why.
Yeah, Pastor. Amen.
How I'm gonna get there?
Mm-hmm.
Just go.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And a lot of times, the Lord tell us to do something. We say, "Why, Lord?"
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Why, man?
Yes, yes. Amen.
Okay. Why not you?
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Is what we should be asking.
Mm-hmm.
Not why me, but why not me?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll say, if the Lord needs somebody,
send me. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he tells you to go, you want to know why.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Did you mean it or did you not mean it?
Yeah, tell it, Pastor.
Amen. Okay.
So why not you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so God tells him to do this, go to the mountain there in the land of Moriah. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. and sat on his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac, his son. And they clave the wood together and used for the burnt offering.
My Lord.
They rose up early and they went into the place which God had told them. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes.
Yes, he did.
And saw the place afar off.
Amen.
Now, remember now, he didn't know where he was going.
Amen.
But when he got where he was going, God revealed it to him. Okay. Sometimes we miss out on things that of God that he intends for us to do because we don't know.
Amen.
And said, we don't know, we don't go.
We don't go.
But God said, go, and I will provide. Okay? Go. You need to know where all the time.
No.
Just go.
Amen.
Jesus said, go ye into all the world and make disciples. Okay? As you go.
Yeah.
Okay, you can make disciples.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so Abraham took the wood and the young men and Isaac, and they were going to the place that God had told them to go.
My Lord.
Okay, so Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here. With that. So you stay here. And I and my son is going to go yonder and worship.
And come to you
again. And come back to you again.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So now Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering. And Isaac with him, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both together. Okay. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham and said, My father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. In other words, I see the fire.
Tell it, Pastor.
I see the wood, Lord. So what's going on? Something's missing here.
Amen.
I don't see no lamb to sacrifice.
Amen.
I see the wood.
I
see the fire.
But
I don't see the lamb. Okay. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide.
Amen.
His neighbor, he will provide.
He will provide.
He'll do it every time.
He'll do it every time.
So you ain't got no need to worry. God will provide. He will give you the sacrifice. Okay. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built up an altar there and laid the wood under the altar and bound Isaac, his son, and lad, laid him on the altar of wood. Right. Here, Isaac being obedient.
Lord, amen.
He didn't resist.
Amen.
His parents.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it means his death.
Amen. Yep.
Abraham was anointed and his son Isaac was anointed.
Amen.
God had made a promise.
Had it, Pastor.
To Abraham.
Yes, it did.
And Isaac was the key to that promise.
Amen.
But yeah, God wanted to know what's really in your heart. Not so much that God wanted to know. He wants you to know.
Yes.
Okay, what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
We think we know what's in our heart.
Amen.
But we really don't.
Amen.
So we don't.
Okay. So God had to allow something to happen in our life.
Amen.
So that we'll see who we are.
Amen.
You think you love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, something bad happened?
Tell it, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. How much praise you giving then.
Amen.
Or how much blame you giving.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we blame God for a whole lot of bad things in our life.
Amen.
So, my Lord.
God had nothing to do with the bad things.
That's right.
Because God is good, and he's good when?
All the time.
All right, so if he's good all the time, when how can it get bad in there?
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
My God, my God.
So here he is now. The altar, the firewood,
mm-hmm.
and now the sacrifice is made. And Abraham spread forth his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And took the knife to slay his son.
Mm.
And the angel of the Lord called unto him and said, Abraham, Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, here I am I. And he said, don't bother your son.
Amen. Don't
put a hand on him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Neither do you anything unto him, for now I know
mm-hmm.
that thou fearest God.
Hallelujah.
Seeing that you did not even hold back your only begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But you're one that's of the promise. You realize that you even give him up because God is God.
Amen.
Yes.
And he knows what he's doing.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So if he sacrifices him,
mm-hmm.
he will give him back.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whatever you sacrifice for the Lord, tell your neighbor, you'll get it back.
You'll get it back.
More than what you gave.
Amen.
Whatever it is you sacrifice for God, you'll get it back. Many folks
will. Amen.
All right. So here, Abraham now lift his eyes and look. Behold, he saw in the thicket the horns of a ram
mm-hmm.
that was caught in the thicket. God holding them around there for him.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Man,
see, you don't even have to struggle to get it.
Mm-mm.
God provided, he is there for you to pick up.
Amen.
It's true.
And use it for the glory of God.
Amen.
Okay, we got gifts in line for us,
mm-hmm.
waiting for us.
Amen.
But we fail to pick it up because we don't make the sacrifice.
Mm. That's true,
man.
So true.
Hey, I don't feel like going. I don't feel like doing this.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's always what I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you don't do.
Amen.
It's whatever the Lord says do.
Uh-huh.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
When God said do it, he will provide the sacrifice.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He just wants to use you to get it to where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And Abraham called his name of that place Jehovah Jireh.
Mm-hmm.
God will provide.
Amen.
Back to our text. The disciples, Jesus had called 12 of his disciples to go and preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And he made known to them that they will need to have his authority, his power.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave them to them the power.
Amen.
To do healing.
Mm-hmm.
Casting out devils.
Mm-hmm.
He gave them power to above all the works of the devil.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. God got that already given to you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Because remember Isaac and Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God told Abraham after he went past the test,
mm-hmm.
your seed I will multiply.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to bless you, multiply you, and you'll see that I'm going to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He said unto them, and your seed will I multiply, and mm-hmm. I'll multiply your blessings. All right, so we are all of your nations shall be blessed through Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this is how we get the thought, the saying, I'm the blessed seed.
Amen.
Of Abraham.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody,
hello,
God, are blessed of the of Abraham's covenant.
Mm-hmm.
God said he will bless him and greatly multiply him. He will bless you and do the same thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's done as we become that part of that promise that he made. I multiply you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll make your seed greater than the stars in the heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make your seed greater than the sand.
Tell it.
On the ocean sea, on mm-hmm. shore. God has blessed Abraham with that many generations.
My Lord.
All right. Mm-hmm. And he did it all through one obedient son, Isaac.
Amen.
Amen.
Because as his seed, we become part of that promise.
Yes.
When Jesus died for us.
Amen.
Amen.
We became part of that promise.
Yes.
Okay, of us being the seed of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know that for yourself.
Amen.
That I am the blessed seed of Abraham. Mm-hmm. I can do what God said I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I am the blessed seed of Abraham.
Amen.
And so they've done that and they're preaching that.
Mm-hmm.
And the multitude followed them as Jesus went out to Bethesda area. Okay? And the multitude followed him because of the miracles that Jesus had been doing. And mm-hmm. here, they were there all day long.
Amen.
And the people were many, but to provide the provisions were few.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so he now tells his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Because the disciples told him, Father,
amen.
You need to send it, Master, you need to send these people away.
Amen.
They need to go to the towns and the countryside and wherever they can find some food and buy get some food.
Mm-hmm.
So ain't nothing out here. We're in the desert place.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no life out here, no food out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't got no food for these people.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, sit them down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't send them away. Sit them down.
Amen.
All right. And set them in companies of 50. All right. And bring me food. What we have? They said two fish and 5 barley loaves. And but what's that amongst all these people? Okay. God don't want you asking him how he's gonna do it.
Tell it, man. Amen.
Just do it.
Amen.
Okay. But we want to know how.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to go on faith. We just want to know how. If I can't see how it's doing before I do it, I ain't going to do it.
Yep.
That's not faith.
Amen. Well, not. That's best.
You got to do it first and then see what happens.
Amen.
Okay. Abraham made a decision to sacrifice his son. And he would wait for the promise to come through on the other side of the sacrifice. But he didn't wait for them to start proving his promise. He went on and did it anyhow. All right. And so God says to the church, don't wait till you see a sign from God for you to do something.
Amen.
If it's in your heart, do it.
Amen.
Now, I ain't tell you to do what's in your mind. In your heart. Do it. And make sure it's of God. Okay. God told his, Jesus told them to sit the people down and bring me the fish and the loaves. Okay, he didn't say sit them down and start getting it to them.
No, he didn't.
Amen.
But sit them down and bring me the food first. All right. Give it to God first. And then let him give it back to you for this.
Yes, Lord.
We get it. Don't even thank God for having it.
Tell him, amen.
Look what I done. Look what I got.
Amen.
Look what and we left out the most important part.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord done through me.
Amen.
Look what the Lord is going to do through me.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. And so he gave them the broke the bread, broke the fish, and said, now take it and give it amongst the people. Okay. Two fish. Five loaves.
Amen.
He had the first divide out amongst the 12. Okay. And then the 12 divided out amongst the 50. All right. Because Jesus, the main source was coming through and from Jesus. As it touched his hand, it automatically multiplied.
That's right.
Because he kept on giving it out.
Amen.
They kept on giving it out. It didn't never run low. It seemed like all they were doing was multiplying.
That's true.
But you do it in the Lord's name. And do it with the right attitude. Do it with the right mind. God will increase.
He will.
He will give you an increase.
Yes, he will.
All right. So he had the provision.
Amen.
He had the ability.
Yes.
To provide and satisfy your every need.
Tell it, Pastor.
I call you his riches and glory. And God got plenty of riches.
Yes.
Amen.
All everything is the Lord's.
Tell Pastor.
All the diamonds and the jewelry.
Amen.
That's right. All the money and the gold.
Uh-huh.
And silver. God got it all. Because the earth is the Lord's.
Yes.
And the food is there.
Amen.
If you need it,
amen.
God's got it.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
If you want it, God's got it.
Yes.
That's right.
Have it, God's got it.
Amen.
If you don't have it, God's got it.
Tell it, man.
Joy, God's got it.
Amen.
If you need peace, God's got it. If you need love, God's got it. If you need hope, God's got it. If you need deliverance, God's got it. If you need victory in your life, God's got it.
Amen.
He will provide your every need. He will. Take care of your every thought. Your heart of concern.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, that's cast your cares.
Tell Pastor. Amen.
He got the answer.
Hallelujah.
There's more healing in the hem of his garment.
Yes.
The world will ever need. God got your every desire.
Yes.
God got your every hope and the need.
Yes.
God got.
Thank you, God.
God's got it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
His name. He's got it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus. Glory to God. And he said, now take up
this fragile. Mm-hmm.
Don't want nothing lost.
Man.
Tell your neighbor, stop throwing out your scraps.
No,
you're throwing out your scraps, you're throwing out your blessings.
Amen.
Jesus said, pick up some scraps.
Happy Lord.
All right. Don't get tired of what you got.
Amen.
And start throwing it, cutting it up, and throwing it out. Okay. Pick it up. But you may not need it or desire to have it. Somebody needs it.
Amen.
Take it to the Salvation Army.
Amen.
Take it to the clothes place.
Amen. That's right.
Take it to the shoe place. Somebody need it.
Amen.
Okay. Here you don't want it. And they are in need.
That's right.
Okay. Amen.
God's got it.
God's got it.
Hallelujah.
And it took up 12 baskets full.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You got more than what they had.
Amen.
From the beginning.
That's right.
Okay.
And 5,000 men plus children.
And
eight. And we're all full.
Help us, Lord.
Otherwise, when you do what God said, you're going to be satisfied.
Amen.
It may not be what you want.
Amen.
Amen. But smooth.
But he'll satisfy.
Amen.
Praise God.
All right. God bless you all. Remember, God will provide means for you to do greater and to be greater.
Amen.
In 2023.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to Jesus.
Glory to God.
Good sermon, Pastor. Good sermon.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. God be the glory.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
That's what we needed. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And it tied in with our Sunday school lesson also, Pastor.
Gotcha.
Yes. He's talking about fear not.
Amen.
Know that I am God.
Amen.
And again, he's saying, whatever I say to do, do it.
Amen.
Step out in faith and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in him and do it.
Yeah, you don't have to know how.
Amen.
Just do it.
Amen.
Okay.
Glory be to God. Thank you, God.
Stop thinking about what I can't do. Think about what I can do.
Amen.
Because the word has already proclaimed it.
Yes.
Amen.
The word is already proclaimed. It's already done.
Can
I can do all.
Teach your person.
I can do all things.
Through Christ.
Okay.
That's right.
Amen.
We believe it or we don't.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then if you don't believe it, you got to stop saying it until you do believe it.
Tell it, Pastor.
All right. I'm going to give the benediction so everybody cut out can do so at the time of can chat if they what they want to do. Praise to God in the name of Jesus. We pray that would be a blessing upon us. This congregation as we go through the rest of this day and the remainder of the week. Pray that thou will guide us and protect us and keep us,
yes, Lord.
Protect us from all hurt and harm and all sickness and disease. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep us delivered. Amen.
Amen. Amen.